Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Dable Brenson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a full house here this evening. Paul Bovey will step up and then we'll talk some NFL futures with Paul. We're now 8 days away from the start of the National Football League preseason. We've got CFL football on Thursday night. We've got TBT basketball this evening, and we're coming off what was our best TBT performance so far. We hit best Virginia. We hit Team Red Scare on the way out. Nothing but winners last night in the TBT and in the Commissioner's Cup in the WNBA as well. Aces get it done. Game goes over the number. Kelsey Plum over 20.5 finishes with 24 points. Major League Baseball, much more of the same last night. Parlay busters last night with the Los Angeles Dodgers blowing the late lead, Cam. And I see, as it is right now, the Houston Astros are losing again to the Oakland Athletics.
I learned my damn lesson. You know what? I had the Dodgers in a parlay again last night, and I'm just like, what the hell am I doing? I go, you know what you're going to do? You're going to bet dogs. That's what you're going to do. You're going to stick to the plan, and you're going to take Oakland again. You're going to take the Oakland A's, and you know what? I wish I rode you on that damn Las Vegas pick, but me and stubborn with the Chicago Sky. But today, Gabe, it's been a nice comeback. Got the Dodgers today. Oakland, if they can hold on, this is good. This is the old grind back to special. I'll tell you, man, I don't know what's going on with these A's, but they play Houston tough. And you said it, the dog days of baseball, you just can't put favorites in parlays. It's a recipe for a dead bankroll. It's a disaster.
Something about this matchup with Oakland and Houston. Oakland beat them 2-3 last week. Now they've taken it two straight, so that's 4 of the last 5. If they win today, that'd be 5 of the last 6. Reminiscent of the Pittsburgh Pirates beating the Los Angeles Dodgers 6 out of the 7 times that they played this year. More 6:40 Eastern action coming up. Miami Marlins and the Cincinnati Reds back on track here, Cam. We've got Garrett against Castillo, in which this is Castillo's last start. This is it. This is his last start for the for pretty risky to start him, to be honest. I wouldn't do it. Why? Like, it's not like
he can throw, like,
he can throw a no-hitter tonight, Cam. His stock doesn't go up. He's already the best pitcher available. The trade deadline's in 6 days. Why start him? Nothing good can happen by starting him tonight.
It's an interesting point that you bring up. Are they going to start him and take him out of the game early, and it's going to be a bullpen game for the Reds, and that changes the whole thing? Cincinnati's a big favorite tonight. Big favorite. Like, that line's climbing with Castillo.
Probably contract stuff, too, though. He's got inning clauses and stuff, so he's like, he's going to want to pitch, right, either way.
Yeah.
It's not my problem trading me. I got bonuses.
Exactly. He's got to worry about his
incentives
business.
To hit. Yeah, I got stuff to hit here. I got to pitch, right? Yeah. So, understanding me personally, I'd be a little bit, especially with a pitcher, Cam. If I know this is his last start and we're trading him for sure, why am I starting the guy? I'd be like, nah, man, just scratch him and we'll trade. We're trading.
Nothing good can happen because he's already established as a
great
pitcher.
Him, though.
You're right.
I'm taking him. His last start in Cincinnati.
I'm on the Reds as well.
Goodbye to the fans.
I'm on the Reds. I'm done with you. Yeah. Marlins last night won. Back to the Reds. Seesaw.
Back to the Reds. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Moranci. We're kicking the one right here in the cast, too. We got a full house. Paul Bovey's going to step up, and then we'll talk NFL futures, little NFL preseason football. Coach James Young joins us a little bit later on. We've got TBT basketball once again tonight. Full slate of TBT action this evening. Dubsy steps up and in. We talk the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the unofficial fifth major on the PGA Tour. The Rocket Mortgage Dubsy
steps up. The Rocket Mortgage Challenge or Tournament. It is not a classic. Stop throwing classics with the Rocket Mortgage. It's not a classic.
We talk about this every year. I don't know. Just I agree. Just call it tournament, invitational. Something.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the Rocket Mortgage parts. Tournament. Yeah, it's not a classic. Like you said, the Rocket Mortgage is the farthest thing from a classic. Give me a break.
It's a tournament.
It is a tournament. Yeah, we win money. Yeah, I get
it. Don't bury the PGA. You got enough problems as it is, bro.
So, yeah, you're right. That's the least of their problems.
They got enough problems as it is. So we got TBT action. Tomorrow is CFL. Really is kind of the calm before the storm right now, though. You know what I mean? Like, life goes by fast. So I'm not one of these people that panics about, oh, when's football going to get here and stuff? Because don't worry, people. The summer will be over quick enough. But we've been talking so much football as of late that it's starting to be like, yeah, let's just, you know what I mean? I'm almost getting not tired of talking about football, but I want to start seeing these results of these teams. But it's time to start really pulling the trigger here on our futures, on the season win totals. We see, though, now there's always the chance, Cam, and that's the thing. There's the debate. You're going to lose 30 cents here. You're going to lose 20 cents there by waiting a couple of more weeks. But bodies will hit the floor. Look at Joe Burrow, first day of camp, appendectomy. He's out for 2 to 4 weeks. So yep. there he is. Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, day one camp, Arizona Cardinals. Hamstring, can't play. Yep. you know what I mean? So, like, who knows what quarterback's going to twist his knee? This is like San Francisco right now with Garoppolo. That's what they're doing. They're just waiting back and kind of waiting for somebody to bite the bullet. And so it's always risky with injuries. We always talk about, I like betting unders if I'm betting futures before camp starts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We didn't bring up the match last night, Cam. Vancouver Whitecaps, champions.
Oh, yeah, penalty world. Kicks. Yeah, yeah.
Or champions of Canada. Yeah, Canadian champions.
Yeah, Canadian champions. Excellent. Good result. Hey, man, I'm happy for Vancouver. You know, that's Toronto FC. They got new guys in there. It's a big win. And on penalty kicks, too, drama. Good for them. They represent. That's a nice victory.
They needed it more than TFC. TFC have a lot of money. Vancouver and Whitecaps don't have a lot of money. Now the Whitecaps will make a lot of money playing in the CONCACAF Champions League. Because that's what it was all about. Nobody cares about the Canadian Championship Trophy. It was about the winner gets into the CONCACAF Champions League, where now you get to play against like teams from Mexico and Costa Rica and all that, Ken. And it's big money now, right? The stakes are higher, the prize pool. It's a CONCACAF tournament. So it's a Champions League tournament. So the stakes are a lot higher, and it'll put some money in the Whitecaps' pockets because I can only buy so many jerseys and stuff. I try to support the team.
Exactly.
Me and Steve Nash can only donate so much. Let's bring in Paul Boldy.
I think you got more. You spent more money on your apparel than Steve Nash these days, I can tell you that. Paul, what were those horses again at Saratoga? I got to get this bet in. What was it, 7-11?
Seven and 11, yeah.
Okay, are you exact the box?
Yeah, I boxed
it.
It's not hard
to forget. 7-11?
Yeah, 7-11. Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Sounds good.
This is not
okay, man.
It's just marginal bet.
How many minutes does this race go off in?
It's just going off. It's off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You don't even have to tell me the result. If it's bad. We could just skip over it.
No, you tell me. I don't have horse racing. You tell me what happened after in 2 minutes. You
no,
tell
I me. Don't.
I don't got I no screen. Okay.
I turned it off. I don't like to get results. What I do is I cover my
focused.
Hands when I home. You know, and I like to play the replay, so I'll play it later.
Oh,
you gotta watch. You gotta watch the race after.
I don't watch it. Yeah, sometimes it's better not watching it and just go to Equibase and be surprised. My favorite thing is, Paul, not even watching, go, oh, it actually won. You know, you just check, oh, okay, here we go. Like, when I watch it, bad things happen. Usually the jockey falls off or gets caught in traffic. So sometimes it's good not to watch.
Best line I heard once was from a football coach, Earl De La Prelle, may he rest in peace. But I was sitting in a bar once, and I was supposed to go to a banquet or something with him. And I don't know. I was sitting in a bar, and he goes, let's go. And he used to talk to me like a coach, like I was one of his players. He's like, hey, Moranci, yeah, let's go. It's time to go. I looked up. I said, coach, I've got like $1,500 on this game, bro. All right? I said, give it a couple of minutes here, okay? He said, hey, listen, Moranci, whether you watch this game or not, it'll have zero effort impact on the outcome. Get your ass up.
He's
and
right.
Let's go.
I like this guy.
He told me. True. He goes, you'll find out the score when we get to the next place we go. Exactly. Let's go. And I was like, all right, yep, coach. I was right, too. He goes, yeah, that was his best line. You watching this game won't affect the outcome. All right, let's go.
He's so right.
I use that line, too, with people. When people, you know, Paul, you always hear that. Man, I've got the cover, but I've also got the over, so I don't know what to pull for here. It's like, well, what do you pull for as irrelevant? Like, what do you think is you're cheering for? It's going to happen now? It's like, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen, all right? But that's that. Paul Bovey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, Gabe. Doing great. How you doing?
All right.
Doing great, Gabe. Doing great.
All right. All right. Let's get down to business, Paul.
I'm actually doing spectacular. Everything's going very, very well. I'm looking forward to the NFL season. We got the Hall of Fame game coming up in a few days. Yeah, I mean, and you know, I want to point out, you have to adopt different principles when you go into the NFL preseason. And obviously, you know that, Cam knows that, but a lot of people don't know that. Henceforth, they think it's a disadvantage to bet preseason, and no. It's a huge advantage because you've got things in play where you could look at coaching strategies, and that's one of the plays I'm going to get into, and don't avoid the preseason. You know, when a guy says he doesn't bet the preseason, the first thing I think of is this guy's a square. He's a novice.
You read my mind. You read my mind.
Yeah.
I was going to be more extreme and say I don't respect anybody's NFL opinion that doesn't bet the preseason. The same thing. Like, if I you use the word square, I'm like, yeah, whatever, sort of casual fan. You know what I mean? You're not a real better. Yeah. You know, like, you're a pro better. You're not a real better, right? Like, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I think there's massive advantages in the preseason, but it doesn't mean that you bet on every game all the way through. So, in the next segment, we'll get into a little NFL future talk. But as far as the preseason board is concerned, still too early, really, Paul, to really sort of start breaking down the game right now. Because we don't know what the intentions are still. We still have to soak this up, but it's time to start reading every day. And honestly, if you're serious about this, and Paul knows what I'm talking about, you got to read the Jacksonville newspaper now every day. You got to read the Las Vegas beat writers every day. You got to, like, not just, oh, well, who's starting? No. Did you read about the practice? Did you know that the DB got hurt? Did you know that the backup safety's kicking ass and he's going to play in the second half? Right? Like, you've got to soak it all in. The information is there for you. What I'm fascinated about, Paul, in this game is you've got two new coaches, yet two coaches who have already coached before the National Football League with McDaniels right. and Peterson. Normally, it's a new coach who wants to make an impression, rookie, let's get a win, guys, and all this, get my first NFL win. Interesting dynamic here, but with that being stated, you got to believe that Jacksonville come in here with more to prove in this game, Paul, as far as a culture build. What's your take?
I don't know about that because, remember, Josh McDaniel coached back in 2009, 2010, and he was unceremoniously fired in the middle of the season with a 3-9 record. Now, he's been relegated to that of a coordinator, for the last decade. So I think he's got more to prove. The other guy, Peterson, look, he's won a Super Bowl. He doesn't have anything to prove. So
he's got
time
with the team. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? One thing, I did look at this game, and when McDaniel had that, the Bronco team, the preseason, most of the games went over the total. In fact, 6 of 8 went over. One of the games was 17-16. They lost. He played Kyle Orton, who was the number one in the first game, in the first preseason game. Orton threw 3 interceptions on the first 3 drives, and the game, I think, ended 33. So I think you're going to get an offensive effort from the Raiders, but then again, they just lost Denzel Good, an offensive lineman who decided to retire. They're coming in with a new scheme, so you wonder how that will all play out. But I think you're going to get an effort from McDaniel for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. It's interesting, though, and I look at it from the Jacksonville Jaguars perspective as Urban Meyer was a disgrace the whole season, everything about it. You're right. I don't know how Peterson, like, to me, it's a culture thing. Jacksonville is this team that has just been brutal for a while. Lawrence wasn't very good in his rookie year, but their win total is 6.5, Paul. Like, the books actually are giving these guys a hell of a lot more respect than you would think coming off the trash heap. What do you think their approach is there? Because when you're that a team, I know it's the preseason, but don't you want to bring back that culture of winning to Jacksonville and even say, you know what, let's get this thing off on the right foot. So it's a very interesting matchup. You're right with Josh McDaniels and Jacksonville. They're both kind of, you know what I mean? They want to have positivity. So I think both teams have incentive in this.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Matchup.
So when you look at Peterson, his first year with Philly, he goes 5-0 in the preseason. Post that, yeah, the next 4 years, he was well under 500. So I think maybe he was coming in trying to set a precedent, trying to set the tone. I don't know how he's going to approach this, but what I can tell you is he did not play his starting quarterback. The guys he was playing were like Nate Sudfeld.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi, kicking it. Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart, Paul Bovey in the house. All right. We're talking NFL preseason. We're talking futures. The total's 33.5 for that preseason game. The total's 33.5. I looked, 4 of the last 5 preseason Hall of Fame games have stayed under 33.5. 7 of the last 10 have. I was talking earlier about having to soak everything up as far as the preseason information, Paul, is concerned. And I don't know if you're seeing the same things and you're following the Raider camp, but very, very disciplined is the Raider theme. Like, basically, they have a sloppy handoff. Everybody runs laps. Running back fumbles. Everybody runs laps, including Derek Carr. And I guess they're pretty relentless with it. They're like, what, again? And McDaniel's like, well, you made a mistake again. Like, somebody jumps offside, it's laps. Like, it's basically accountability 101. No more penalties, right? It's kind of a big thing that the Raiders have, that accountability. We need to limit the mistakes. It's still early, but I see everybody, my boy Vinny Bonsignor covers them. I see he's tweeting. He's saying accountability. He said the secondary's looking good with the Raiders right now. I'm high on the Raiders coming into the year, Paul. I think everybody's sleeping on them, to be honest. They play in an ultra-tough division. I get it. But I think they're better than people give them credit for. Personally, that's my take, and including Derek Carr.
I agree.
Well, the concern is, as I mentioned, the offensive line. They got one guy on there who wasn't good. His name escapes me for the moment. And then you have the retirement of Denzel. Denzel Good. And they're going to have to fill those holes because without protection, I don't care how good you are, look, it's just not going to hold up. The offense will not it won't work. So let's see what they do with that offensive line because that's going to be the test. It's not going to be the receivers. Hunter Renfro has stepped up the last few years, and they have a decent running game. The defense is respectable, and I think they can move the football, be competitive in that division, but it's going to be the offensive line. That's the question.
All right, so let's talk about a team that you have circled and the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans at FanDuel right now is 9.5. It's +115 to the over, -135 to the under. Tennessee Titans. What are your thoughts on the Titans coming into the season, Paul?
All right, so we could talk about offensive line and transition right here. They are replete with injuries. They've had defections this year. They lost two very key players on the offensive line to your Buffalo Bills in Quisenberry and Saffold. Now, Saffold only gave up two sacks last year in 937 snaps. The other guy, Quisenberry, played all 17 games, 1,200 snaps. That's 2,100 and change total. They lose those two guys, and they have a guy, I think his name is Raidens, and he was one of the worst in the league last year. He was a 2021 draft choice, played only 124 snaps, and was not good. So I think they're relying on some things to happen that may not happen, and that is players to step up that just aren't capable of filling those holes. Then you have the defection of A.J. Brown. They lose their top receiver. He had 60-plus receptions last year for 896 yards, and they have a drop-off now. And they're relying on Robert Woods, who they brought over from L.A., comes in off of an ACL injury. They also lost Jack Rabbit Jenkins at the cornerback position, and they're relying on Khalib Farley to replace him coming off an ACL. They've got a lot of injuries on that team, and they are relying on those injuries to heal. And I'm not sure you're going to be all that after an ACL injury that quickly. So I think the Titans are poised for major regression here, and I don't think they're going to get the 9 games. Now, what they have going for them is the fact that they play in a weak division. So there's winnable games in there against the Jaguars, against the Texans, but I still think they're going to suffer major regression here and they're not going to win the 9.5 games.
Valid points that you raised. One thing I'll say that they do have going for them is they have a healthy Derrick Henry back. And I know he's not getting any younger, but he's still an unmoved, you know, he's still an unstoppable force. This guy, he makes such a difference in the world for them. And you mentioned a division that they play in. I think the number's a fair one, Paul, at 9.5, actually. I think they got it right. Like if it was 8.5, I'd say, you know what? I'll take the over here. I don't think this is a losing football team. Yes, they lose AJ Brown. I could be crazy, but I think that wide receivers are kind of replaceable. And AJ Brown is good, but you know, he's not Jerry Rice, and we'll see if Treylon Burks can step up their first round draft pick. Some people thought, you know, some people think this kid is a star. The initial reports were that he was having a hard time keeping up, right? That there were cardio issues. Basically the pace of everything was he had a hard time getting through. Like he was, you know, leaning over and huffing and puffing and all that, which you don't want to see from a kid early in camp, but whatever. I think we know too much about this stuff now, Cam. Like, we shouldn't know. We shouldn't hear that, oh, he was huffing and puffing and stuff. Who cares? It's practice in the middle of the summer, right? The kid can make plays, Paul. And Tannehill's playing for money, Paul. They drafted Malik Willis. Before the record, it's Tannehill's birthday today, actually. 34 years old. Happy birthday, Ryan. he's playing for money because there's an option and stuff. And listen, the Titans didn't take Malik Willis not to make Malik the quarterback of the future. But Tannehill is playing for his future, Paul. So he will have a chip on his shoulder. And as you mentioned, the division, you still have Houston and Jacksonville you're playing against. Winnable games for the Titans.
So just one point. So their points per game went down last year from 30 in 2020-24. They had one of the worst defenses in the league. And I think a lot of people overvalue Henry. I really do. Because when you looked at his numbers last year before he got hurt, they were not spectacular if you backed out a couple large plays. And I just don't think you – first of all, he's not going to be able to run around the right side of the line behind Raddins. It's not going to happen. This guy was a train wreck last year, and I can't believe they're going to insert him and counting on him in his starter's role. So we could disagree on this one, and maybe they did get the number right, but I don't see him getting beyond 9 wins, no way.
Cam, what do you think of the Titans?
That's a tough one. I think they're probably going to win 8 or 9. I don't think they can get 10. It's going to be 8 or 9. I think they're going to be right around their total. I lean to the under by a tad. I find it interesting, though, you know, you're looking at divisional wins, so they just think Jacksonville basically now posting a 6.5, where they're going to take all those wins from these teams in the division. That's debatable as well. You're right, Gabe. You bring up a good point about Tannehill, though. When you're playing for money, good things happen. Usually, you know what I mean? You got to go out there and you got to earn for yourself. There are some deficiencies with the Titans. Their defense still needs a lot of work. It's going to be close to the number, but I would go under.
So, they
have a manageable schedule, Paul, as well. They're playing against the NFC East. You're playing the Giants, you're playing the Commodores.
Tannehill is 34 years old. So you're relying on him getting through injury-free. And then, as you mentioned, backup is Willis and Woodside. Zero experience, and Willis, let's face it. If you took what he did at Liberty and inserted it into the NFL, it's going to be another train wreck. He would have to really up his game to be a qualified starter in this league or near it. So
I think he can be, Paul, but you're right.
Willis, he's a project.
Willis definitely needs to even stand on the sideline of an NFL game, right, and soak it in, right, just to like, oh, the speed of this. Because honestly, every time Liberty played, when he played against an SEC school, when he played against a real defense, he was confused. That's the biggest thing. But, you know, he's not the only quarterback, right, that has a hard time reading elite defenses. So I think he just sort of needs time. Josh Allen needed time as well. At first with the speed of the game and stuff. He's got a cannon, though. Malik Willis can throw the ball. He has a lot of upside, but you're right. Like, if he started in week one, it would be a problem. Like,
yeah, big time.
Well, look at Justin Fields. Justin Fields is amazing, and he's running for his life, Cam.
Exactly. No, watching Justin Fields, like, you know, he's getting killed.
Yeah, and Justin Fields is damn good. Like, it's not his fault. Yeah. Like, there's certain – it's not easy being a kid quarterback in the NFL, man. Right? Like in any circumstance. In any circumstance. All right, so you're saying under.
One other point, Gabe, because I have to bring this up. Taylor Lewan is their left tackle. He is also off an ACL, and he played limited snaps last year. Okay? This team is just so chock full of injuries, and that's what's going to hurt him here.
Well, if you have this take, then you have to like the Colts to win this division then, right?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, exactly. I like the Colts to win. I think the Colts win this division as well.
I agree. That's three.
I just think that the Titans are suddenly like a 6-11 team or
no.
The sky is completely fallen. Vrabel's a good coach. He'll grind out a 9-8, 10-7 type of season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time of Citizens continues. I am Marencio. I put a play in on the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Reds. Game going off the board now. Luis Castillo, which should be his final start. I got to believe it's his last start here. Unless they don't trade him, which they're going to trade him. Kind of strange that they're starting him, but I think he ends with a nice performance tonight, Ken. Five strong innings and tipping a cap on the way out of Cincinnati.
Sounds like a lovely, picturesque ending to me too. Yeah, I'm on the Cincinnati Reds. Let's go, big red machine.
Hey, when's Pete Rose coming back? We'll get to
hopefully
that.
Tonight. Please, no, Pete. Yeah.
Pete Rose is going to be on a Major League Baseball field in Philadelphia for the first time since he's been banned. He's been in Cincinnati before at a ceremony, right?
Yeah.
But, they're honoring the World Series champs from 1980 in Philadelphia. Pete Rose is going to be there. I'm just stating. You know, Pete Rose angle. You have any Pete Rose stories, Paul, in Vegas? You must run into Pete.
I've got the Pete Rose story that will top a lot of stories, but I can't even tell you what he told me. I was not repeating publicly, but I will tell you that I was sanctioning the decision. No, he was my neighbor. I know where he lives. He lives in the same building. We were supposed to rent my apartment, but what happened is I wasn't vacating in time, and he rented one about 6 or 7 floors, and I used to see him in the garage, and at one point I asked him to come on the show with Tim Donaghy and myself, and I said, what do you like in baseball? And he goes, I'm not into baseball now. I'm into the NBA. I like the Spurs. I knew the Spurs were a fade. But then he said something which I'll share with you privately, but I couldn't repeat it on the air. I used to talk to the guy in the elevator, you know. But anyway.
I'll share it with you privately. That must be good.
I saw Pete Rose. Yeah. I used to see him all the time, but once it was crazy. It was like he was sitting in Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. Except it was one of those afternoons. There was no one else there. It was literally like Pete Rose in a fedora, and it was baseball and horse racing. And he was the only guy. And he's sitting there, and I was like, man, this would be an epic picture, but I ain't going to play Pete like this. And I'm not going to be that guy, Pete Rose, sitting alone in Sportsbook, right? Like during the day. So I used to let him be, but once I was having a few drinks, and I'm going through Caesars, and he's there, and he's signing baseball, his memorabilia deal there, Paul, and there's nobody there. Like, he's sitting there alone, basically. So I felt bad for him. So I go up to him, like, hey, what's up, Pete? And I tell him the story about how I met him when I was a kid and stuff, when he was on the Expos, and starts telling me, oh, yeah, I love Montreal. And I'm like, you know, get an autograph ball, Pete, you know what I mean, and stuff. He's like, oh, he's all happy. He goes, great thing, man. And then he starts telling me, they're like, that'll be like $200. And I had to like weasel out of it, Cam. Like, I didn't have, you know what I mean? I didn't have, like, I was like, I'm not going to Pete Rose
$200. Not even $25. Not even $200.
Money in those days.
Come on, Pete.
I was like, man. So I was sort of like, you know what I had to do? Did the old, got to go to the ATM machine. And then they even told me there's one right there. There was kind of one right closer.
Oh, yeah, he was desperate for the sale.
Yeah, I got to go to another one. I was like, no, I got to go to another ATM machine. I told my girlfriend, we got to get out of here. I said, Rose shaking me down for him. Because, yeah, exactly, Kev. It was almost like, I'll come with you to the machine type thing to get the money, guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, the machine's right there. I'm like, well, I got to use another
machine. When you know. Yeah. I've been in that situation before when the guy's, like, following you or says, the machine, you know what I mean? That's like a desperate, desperate sales guy. Like, he needed that sale. $200 seems a little bit expensive, though, for a piece.
Yeah, it was like $180, $200. It wasn't cheap, Cam. Like, it was a lot more than I
cared. You got to lower your prices. Maybe he wouldn't be alone if he lowered his prices a bit. Come on.
He's been there for years. He's been in that, in Caesars, in the forum shop, signing for years. I mean, his, I can't even believe his signature is worth anything. I mean, it's just,
I know he's said it too many times. When he the famous story too, when he got his 4,000th hit with the Expos, Paul was ahead of his time. He switched uniforms in between every inning so he could sell game worn. Right? He was ahead of his time.
What a great move. So brilliant.
Yeah, but Ken, think about that in the '80s. Like, to think about that then. Like, nowadays it'd be like, oh yeah, you know what I mean? But no.
Yeah.
Like, at the time they were like, he showed up, he had like 12 uniforms. And after every half inning, he'd take off the jersey. He'd put on a new jersey, and they'd sign it. And they were like, what are you doing? And he said, game-used jerseys, game-worn, right? So he could tell you, yeah, it's a game-worn. He wore it for half an inning, Cam. Type thing.
Great, crazy.
Love it.
It is great. Really smart. Smart, yeah. Like, he thought ahead. Yeah, he thought ahead. There's a payphone in Montreal right outside the dugout in the hallway. I used to call it the Pete Rose hotline. So I used to wonder that Pete Rose used to call his bets in from this phone, right?
Burning a hole in that receiver. Yeah.
Well, imagine, guys, there is a payphone in between the two dugouts and the clubhouse.
Oh.
Imagine, Paul, the stories in Cam, like if that payphone was wired, bro. Because it's players that... You know what I mean? They want a little pride. Like, you'd see players. Like, why is a multimillionaire on a payphone, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who knows who he's talking to? Just like, drug deals, bets, steroid deals, adultery. Like, oh, yeah. Like, the
You're
stuff
right.
that's gone on that
adultery,
phone.
Adultery, hookers, bets, drugs,
cocaine.
Yeah, you name it.
Yeah. You're bringing a coke to the clubhouse? Okay. Yeah. Like, because no one's going to, you know what I mean? It's like it's a payphone, right? It's like,
if that phone could talk, the stories it would tell.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, just everybody on that phone.
That's amazing.
Hell, me. Yeah. I've got some stories on that phone. I saw the Cubs once. The Cubs with Sammy Sosa, and I was in. I had all access, right? I could go in the clubhouse and everything. So I'm standing there, and it's with Sosa and the Cubs. And they were good, right? They were going to the playoffs type thing, but they were kind of struggling a little bit. They lost the day before. And I'd never seen it before. Like, they had, like, a little circle. And it was sort of like football-like. And it was Sammy Sosa talking. Man, we lost yesterday. We lost the two games. Enough of this, man. Let's go out there and F them up. And they all started, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. They did, like, this cheer and stuff, the Cubs. And I'm naive and impressionable, Paul. So I see it. I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting in on this. So right away, I went to the payphone right in the hallway. I'm like, so I called. I'm like, give me the Cubs, man. 700. Said, these guys are fired up tonight. Lo and behold, I tell a couple of my buddies, I said, take the Cubs tonight, right? Lo and behold, Cubs are up, Paul, like literally 9-0 or something, bro. It's like 7-0 after the second inning. You know how the story ends, like all these stories end. And the Expo scores 7 runs in the 8th inning. And it's a tie game. Like, my angle was good. They showed up to play, but the bullpen blew it. The Expos came back. And then I got to do the post-game show after, Paul. And I got happy Expo fans calling in. What a comeback, Morenci. And I couldn't be happy, so I turned it into, what a choke job by the Cubs. The Cubs suck. I just ripped the Cubs.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you spin it. Exactly.
It's like, I can't believe the Cubs blew that. Like, I'm taking calls from people that are all happy. And you got to be like, you're hosting the Expo show. You just lost a bunch of money betting against them and stuff. I've had my own Pete Rose moments. Pete should be back. The whole thing with Pete, it's overblown. So we bet on a couple of games. Get over it.
Yeah.
He never threw a game.
You don't think there's anybody else who's done it too? That's the thing. Like, give me a break.
Come on. All kinds of umpires were betting.
Yeah. Think about
that
back
was
then
found
how many
out
guys
in
were
study.
Betting and stuff.
That they found out in the study. They were like, man, there's a bunch of umpires that are betting on sports.
Of course
not just
they
baseball,
are.
But they're all betting on basketball and horses and everything.
Consortium.
Like, Yeah, like some of the umps were calling the same bookie as Pete Rose. So, yes. The only thing we'll say about Pete Rose, is he bet on the Reds like 3 or 4 times a week. But basically, they caught on that when he wasn't betting on the Reds, like he never bet on Bill Gullickson, Ken. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Like, I know the Pete Rose story. Like, there were certain pitchers on his own team he didn't trust, which is crazy, Paul. So he didn't bet against his team, but he wouldn't bet on the Reds. But the problem was, all the bookies knew, they found out, they were like, listen, Pete's not even taking the Reds today. That means he thinks they're going to lose. Because Pete would take the Reds all the time. But when he didn't take the Reds, they knew, this means he thinks they're going to lose.
Well, I'm not going to affirm or deny what you're saying, but I'm not convinced that he did not bet against the Reds and that he did not take certain results. I'm going to leave it at that. I am thoroughly convinced. So you go down that path and I'll take my path.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, I'll tell you, there's no way in hell I'm going to testify on his behalf here, Paul.
And say, if they put a gun to your head and said that Pete Rose bet against his team, the answer is yes. Anything to get money. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. I guess I'd have to say that I would imagine that there's
you would. If you had a gun to your head, Rex, you say you got one answer. What's it going to be? You're saying yes. It's that simple.
Okay.
Right,
but
Paul?
Did he? Okay. If he bet against the Reds, that's one thing. Did he manage the games for them to lose? I don't know.
I'm going to share some information with you after the show or tonight. I'm not repeating it. I won't do that.
So another one. All right. So,
not going to kill you.
Yeah, all right. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to defend a guy here. I'm not trying to defend a guy.
Just great player, though. Yeah, Charlie, he left it all out in the field.
He's actually a horrible person, too. There's like, I've told people, because people used to be in Hall of Fame, and I've told you the story, Kev. I said he's done way worse things than his betting stuff, all right?
No, he's not a good human being. He's a great baseball player. Yeah, like, yes, exactly. Yeah. It's true.
Let's move on.
I don't know where the hell we went down Pete Rose Boulevard there, but we were there.
How's Calvin Ridley doing?
Yeah, how's his parlays doing? Calvin Ridley's parlays.
Like Paul, I tried to get Pete on a show with me, Tim Donahue. I would have got headlines. God, Pete Rose, Tim Donahue. What a trio.
Well, that's what I tried to get going. I wanted to get him on the show with me and Tim. And that's where this conversation took place. And, you know, it spawned into something a little bit aggressive on his part. So I'll just, like I said, we'll share it later and we'll go from there. But it would have been a great show. It would have been, you know.
Yeah, even years ago in Vegas, I tried too. I figured, you know what, it'll be cool too to get Pete's picks and stuff like that, because I figured he was hard up for money. But so I asked him. I went up to him point blank. I said, yo, bro, I said, I got a TV show and stuff. I was doing it at Don Bass, right? I said, I got a TV show. I said, you know what, I got a little bit of a budget. What, you know, I was thinking, like, honestly, I was naive. I was thinking like 200 to 500 max type thing. Like, I spoke to someone. I said, listen, if we can get him like 500 a week for 2 times a week or something like that. Dude, he wanted like $2,000 in appearance or something.
I'm sorry,
like, bro, I'm not paying you $2,000 to come on a TV show for 5 minutes, Pete. Like you said, you're not like, you know what I mean? Like, he overvalues his property a little bit much. It's like, we're trying to help you out here, Pete. Imagine.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, 2 dimes in appearance. Like, bro.
Yeah, just take the $500 for 5 minutes. Sound. Sounds like a deal.
$150
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions. All right, we're on the clock. We'll get a proper goodbye here to Paul Bovey on the way. And always interesting stories with Paul Bovey. We got in on the Cincinnati Reds. 7 o'clock baseball coming up here. Rays and the Orioles, Cardinals and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays big favorites again. Guardians, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets all coming up here. No baseball for you tonight, Paul?
You know what? I did bet a game, and I don't even know the result, but you do. It's the Giants, Arizona, under 8. It was 2-2 in the 7th with two guys on, so I'm thinking that I probably went down with the ship. What's the final?
I think it might have been 5-2. I know I was on Arizona. I think they won 5-2. Hold on.
5-5.
5-3, you pushed. 8.
Oh.
5-3.
Well, all right. Okay.
Yeah, 5-3 final score.
What?
There you go.
You should have bought it up to 8.5, but whatever. Okay.
All right, Cam. Any picks here at any picks here at 7 o'clock? What do you got?
Betting every game. Yeah, I'm going to take the Baltimore Orioles. I just love the way they're playing right now. We're going to do round robin parlays with the favorites like the New York Mets to win, the Toronto Blue Jays, Baltimore, and Cincinnati. Those are my plays for the night. I'm actually going to lay off the Boston-Cleveland Guardians game. No opinion. Maybe the over.
I hate doing this. I got to lay a run and a half with the Jays. I'm going to tell you, I think Baltimore beat Tampa. Yes. The Jays, I think the Jays do beat the Cardinals. The Jays' bats have been on fire. Listen, they've scored 50 runs. They've scored 50 runs in the first four games coming out of the All-Star break. It's the second most since 1933 for a team out of the break. Their bats are red hot right now. So I can live with – I don't like laying against a good team like the Cardinals, but they don't have Goldschmidt. They don't have Arenado. Paul, great stuff talking football with you and more. Next week, preseason.
Thanks, Paul.
Kicks off next Thursday.
All right.
We'll be ready.
Okay. Let's kill it, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a good one, Paul.
There's Paul Bovey. With us. So, yeah, give me the Baltimore Orioles over the Rays here right now.
Love
a little
it.
More picks on
I'm
the
in.
Other side. All right, let's go Birds.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.